Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vayavoa and they came until Nachal Eshkol, the Nachal of the cluster of grapes. Vayichusu Misham Zimoyro, they cut down a branch. The Eshkol Anavim Echad, and they cut down one cluster of grapes. Vayisu'uhu Vamot, they carried it on a pole. Bishnoyim, two people together, they carried a pole. Min Arimoinim, Min Atenim, they took from the Rimoinim and from the Tainim. The pasuk is a very complicated pasuk. The structure of the pasuk is very complicated. What does this mean? Zimayra. What is a Zimayra Rashi? It's Sochas Gefen. A Zimayra is a branch of a vine. Okay, the word Sochas ordinarily means, it means a thick branch. The Eshkol Shel Anovim Toliba, there was a branch of a vine, and on that branch there was a cluster of grapes suspended from this branch. There's the branch, and there is the cluster of grapes that is hanging from it. That is the Zimayra. They came to Nachal Eshkol, the name of the place. Vayichusu Misham, they cut from there a Zimayra. A Zimayra is a branch, and what was on the branch? And on the branch was an Eshkol Anovim Echad, one cluster of grapes. So Rashi is telling us, they cut off the branch, and on the branch was a cluster of grapes, and they carried it Vamoit Bishnoim. What does that mean? Mimash Mashim Avayu, so they carried it on a pole, Eni Deyeshu Bishnayim. How else do you carry a pole? You have a pole. A pole, you have two people, one person on one side, and on the other side. So of course there are two. So therefore, my tal melemar bish, and why then was it necessary for the pasuk to say two people? To tell you bishnei moitas. Then when it says bishnoim, it seems that Rashi seems to indicate the word bishnoim is not referring to the people. The word bishnoim is referring to the pole. And they carried it bamot, vayisu vamot bishnoim, a mot, a double mot, a mot. Not just one moat, but bishnoim, a double moat. Nachmo, mimashmo, shenema, vaysu, vimodi, nidishu, bishnoim, matamolim, bishnoim, bishnei moites. Okay, tzad, shmoina, notlu, eshkol, echad. Eight people took one cluster. Echad, notal, te'ena. So how do you get eight people on a moat? We have to see, let's see. We have a total of 12 spies. Two spies took nothing. Yoshua and Kalev took nothing. We're left with 10. What did the 10 take? 8 of the 10 took a cluster of grapes. Echad, one person took not al tain a fig. Echad, one took a rimai. Yeshua and Kalev loy not lu klum, nothing. Lefisha kol atzmam lohitzi diba nischavnu. The reason why they carried these large fruits was in order to use it as evidence. This was the evidence of the dibara. Kishem Shapiria Mishuneh Kach Amo Mishuneh. Isn't that amazing when he says over here, Rashi, when he says this was the evidence? What's the evidence? If the fruit is unusual, the fruit is massively large, that is an indication that the people who live in this country are giants. And if they're giants, we're cockroaches. V'hoyinu v'einov v'einehem kachagovim, like grasshoppers. We're nothing. And this is the evidence. The evidence is the food. This is a mordekah musar. This is an incredible, incredible musar in this one of here. Is that a person, you know, in English, they say the expression, you are what you eat. It's true. You are what you eat. A person that is unable to control the taivas ha'achila, he is what he eats. A person is nigrar achar mezoina. It's a halachic principle. On Tchum Shabbos, where is your Tchum on Shabbos? Wherever your food is, a person is, his mind is always about food. What's for dinner? What's for lunch? What's for breakfast? What are they serving at the Kiddush, the Shabbos? What's for Shalosh Shuras? A person is always going to gravitate to where there is good food. And when it comes to Shabbos, where is your Tchum Shabbos? Where you put the food for Shabbos? If you put the food 2,000 amos away, that's where you are considered to be resting on Shabbos, because Daita Shel Adam is Nigrar Achar Ma'acholoi. And this is an incredible insight. What Rashi is saying over here, they wanted to demonstrate, to give proof, that the people who live in the land were giants. They were abnormally large, and the Jewish people don't stand a chance in attempting to overthrow them, to enter into the country and to wage a war. The Jewish people will be wiped out in a moment because they cannot fight against these massively large people. So how do you prove to Klal Yisrael that the people who live in the land are massively large? So why don't you take some pictures? Well, obviously they didn't have cameras. And even if they had cameras, they would just say they were photoshopped. So what did they do? They did the ultimately incredible concept. They presented the food of the people. The food of a person is a true indication of who the person is. If this is the type of food that exists in this country, that speaks volumes about the kind of people there are in this land. And if the food is giant size, obviously that means that the people are giant size. Because there's always a correlation between food and man. Man is always nigrar achar the oichel, not just in every dimension. Okay, there's a lot of depth in this Rashi. Back to what it says over here. Okay, it's odd. I lost the place over here. We're going back. My computer is not. There's something wrong here. One second. There's something not right about my computer now. It froze. Give me one second.
I thought Rashi was trying to emphasize something else.
Yeah. Okay, that's all right. That's something incidentally. I know that's not Rashi's main thrust. Rashi's coming over to tell you over here what it means. I'm just telling you a side point. This is a side point. That a person. This, what I tell you is purely. This is not the primary focus of Rashi. Let's read that. Yimashu shneimar ve'yusuv amod eno deyashuv v'shnayi matim lo v'shnayim v'shnei mo tu moides. Okay, it's sad. Shlo not leshkol echo not l'tenu v'echon mimun yeshuv kav lo nolkom l'fishakol atzam loitzi dibor neschavnu. Therefore, that's why they took fruit. They took fruit as evidence that the people are massively large. The nation is mishune, is unusual. And if you want to know what is the weight, how much can a person carry? Okay, now let's understand that when the Jewish people came into Eretz Yisrael, what was the first thing that they did? They put up stones, a mitzvah to take stones. To take stones and put stones in the water as a monument that the Jewish people have come into the land. Okay, at some point in time, the rabbis came along and they knew these stones were, and they measured, they weighed stones. They made a mathematical calculation exactly how much these stones weigh, and it came out to 40 measures of grain, 40 saw. Ugemiri, we have a tradition. Tuna de midlei enash al kaspe, enay ella shilish masoi. It's only the weight when you carry something on your shoulders, is only a third of its actual weight. Kemasoi. The weight of when you carry it directly from the mountains. So what is Rashi here telling over here? I don't really know. I don't have clarity what this Rashi means, but he's saying something along the lines is that the very fact that there were eight people needed to carry one cluster of grapes. And each person can carry 40 saw. They were very, very powerful people, the Jewish people, and they can carry 40 saw. And when you put something on your shoulder, you're carrying a third of 40 saw. Okay, ain't it a shlishna saw? Because when you're carrying on your shoulder, you're using your shoulder to help carry the weight, so you don't feel the full weight. If something is 40 saw, you're not lifting 40 saw when it's going on your shoulder, because somehow it balances the weight. Person is standing, so he doesn't feel that weight, but multiply that by, so you have to first divide 40 by a third, and then you have to multiply that by 8, and then you come to the calculation of exactly how much it weighed. And obviously, it was massive. So this was extremely heavy. Rashi was telling us for some reason the measurements. I don't know why he's telling us the measurements. There's certainly something very deep over here. Let's see maybe for a moment the Targum. What does the Targum on this pasuk say? I notice over here that Safaria, they've changed their layout. They've done something different over here. They've revised it over here. Target Unkelis. Okay, va'asoy al nachla. They came to the nachal the askola. The nachal of Eshkol. Look at soy mitaman oivarta. And they cut from there in Ovarta. What's Novarta? Novarta is, I guess, a branch. The askal in vinchad, and one cluster of grapes. Unitolohib va'aricha. And they took it on a moat. And aricha means a pole, betrain. And Rashi says it means two poles. Umin rimonaya. And in addition, one person took a rima, a pomegranate, one person took a fig. So there were 10 people. Eight people took a cluster of grapes, and one took a fig, one took a pomegranate, and Yeshua Kalif took nothing. When it says in the pasuk the word b'shnoim, according to Rashi, it means two poles, and the grape was hanging in the center. And Rashi is giving us a calculation here, which I don't know what this means. I'm not going to go now because it'll take up a whole shiur to go figure out what this means. I'll go get a sefer. Maybe I should go get the sefer and see what this means. And, you know, let's try this. Let me go get a sefer. Give me half a second. I'm going to get the sefer. See what this means. Okay, let me out. We have one second. I'll come out. We'll hear.
How you doing, everybody? Rabbi.
Yeah,
Baruch
Hashem. How you doing?
All right.
Oh. Normie, you on also?
Yes.
Yeah.
How are you, Normie?
Baruch Hashem, thank God.
Okay. I was going to call you Friday, so I'll call you and see how you're doing. Talk to you. You feeling good, Normie?
All right, here's the sefer. The sefer.
He has a footnote here, Rabbi.
Yeah, I'm listening.
He says a saw. He gives it a liquid weight measure.
Okay.
Between 2.25 and 4 gallons. So if each stone was 40 saw, it could be either 80 gallons, which is quite a heavy weight, or 160 gallons, twice as much.
Ooh.
It's not clear. And each person carried one of those stones. So once you raise it, the load a person can raise it onto his own shoulder is nothing but a third of the load, of the entire load that can be raised. In other words, once you get it on your shoulder, it would seem the Rabbanim learned that a person was carrying a stone that was like unbelievable, either 160 gallons worth of the weight of a stone, or 40 times 2.25 would be almost 100 gallons. That's unbelievable. These are very strong people.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's see over here. Over here, the sefer called Rashi Kipshutoi. This sefer has a reputation over here as being the best sefer in Rashi. I don't know why. Let's see. I'm going to read you what it says over here in the sefer. Ugimiri, in the middle of the Rashi, we have a tradition. Klal Mekol B'Yedeinu Tuna D'Midle Inash Al Kasvei, a burden that you carry on your shoulder. Ein Ela Shlish Masoi Mi Masoi Shemisayin Oisoi LeHorim. From the burden of what you carry on the mountains. Okay, now here comes the explanation. I read it slowly. Maso she'odom yochol lahorim oisay levadu lanicha al kseifai eina ela shlish mi mishkol hamasa she'hoy yochol lisa kisha'achar mesiloi behar mose. So he says over here as follows. He says over here, okay, this is a very good explanation. He says over here is that there's a difference between someone loading you up and what you can pick up. What you can pick up on your own, with your own bare hands, is a third of what you can carry if somebody would put it on your shoulders for you. So if you're standing still, and there's a forklift that lifts up a massive stone and puts the massive stone on your shoulder, you'll be able to carry and move with that stone 200% more than what you can carry if you yourself had to pick it off the ground. To pick something off the ground, you can only pick up that much. So it says that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, people went into the Yarden, and they picked up stones on there by themselves. They picked up stones and they brought the stones to build a monument. The size of each stone was 30 so, the volume of 30 so, which Mr. Rapport said is about, what do you say, 120 gallons, the max? 120 gallons.
And then, so it was between 2.25 and 4 gallons. So you multiply that by 40. Each stone was 40 so. That's pretty heavy stuff.
So make believe, take a round number, 80 gallons. Your tank in your car holds approximately between 10 to 15 gallons. 10 to 15 gallons. So could you imagine, there's not even enough space, your whole car is not even big enough for a tank to hold 80 gallons. If your tank in your car can hold 10 to 15 gallons, could you imagine if you had a tank in your car that can hold 80 gallons? There wouldn't be any space to sit in the car. Half the car, most of the car would be the tank, the gas tank. And that amount is something which a person can pick up on his own, with his own bare hands. Now, if that's what you can pick up with your own bare hands, that's only a third of what you can carry if somebody would put that on your shoulder. So we're dealing over here with 80, so let's now try to imagine 240 gallons. Okay, 80 is what you pick up on your own. That's only a third of what you can carry if somebody would put that on the shoulders for you. So think of a tank that can hold 240 gallons. In the case of the cluster over here with these people, they're carrying the moat to carry the cluster of grapes. They are carrying something on their shoulders, which seemingly means someone, I don't know who did it for them, somehow it was done for them. They didn't pick it up. It was put on their shoulders for them. So that means, and here we have 8 people. So multiply, let's make a round number. Let's make, since over here you can go between, what did you say, like 60 gallons and 120 gallons, let's make a round number, 100 gallons. So each person on his own can pick up 100 gallons. If you can pick up 100 gallons, it means that you can carry on your shoulders 300 gallons. Multiply 300 by 8. Okay, so that is 2,400 gallons. How much does a gallon of water weigh? I don't know, but it's a lot. So it's a load of 2,400 gallons. 2,400 gallons must come out to, 10,000 pounds? At least? 10 tons? So it says it, what?
Sounds like, I don't know.
It's astronomical, the numbers. Because that's how he explains that part of Rashi. Now let me go further than what it says over here and what it says over here. Omi Ata now, in Shir, I'm reading over here what it says in this parish. In Shir Hamasa Shaladim Yachid Bedorahu Hoya Arboim Saw, if people were so mighty, were able to carry these massive loads, Haresha Bisiyua Achaydin Magia Shir Lemeyav Yeshim Saw. So if you can carry 40 saw, he does the math for us here. If a person can pick up on his own 40 saw, and that's a third of what you can carry if someone loads the burden upon your shoulders. So we're assuming now that when they went as spies, when they went home, they got someone there in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael, to load the burden on their shoulders. So if each person can carry 40, multiply 40 by 3, it's 120 saw. And how many people do we have here? 8. Mimsei she'eshkol asher nisu shemoyne anoshim yachad hayu mishkoloi rav ma'od. So that's 200. It's 120. 120 multiplied by 8 is, so first it's 800, and then we have 20 by 8, 960. Is that correct? 960 saw. 960. Omnam writes over here in the parentheses, Ein ledas samishkol b'meduk shekein arboim saw he midas nafach. It is a amal amo. It's a solid. Amal amo b'rum shlosh amash v'loy midas mishkol. It's not a weight. V'zo she'amu chacham mishkol arboim saw loy nispar shal pima kevuah. Okay, there are a lot of questions over here. Imar Avraham Shal Peretz, Oim Shal Mayim, Oim Shal Shadvarim. Is it a way to 40 saw is a measure of volume? It's not a measure of weight. The weight all depends on what you are measuring. Are you measuring gold? Is it a measure of water? Is it a measure of wheat? Is it a measure of feathers? You can have 40 saw of feathers. That's not so heavy. 40 saw of water is very heavy. So when Rashi over here tells us that when they went into the desert, when they went into Eretz Yisrael, and they went to the Yarden, and they picked up stones, and they picked up stones from the Yarden, and each stone was the size of 40 saw, 40 saw is volume. It's not weight. And it does not tell us, it was equal to 40 saw of something. Well, this is a very big question. Of what? 40 saw feathers? 40 saw feathers is not a big deal. Is it 40 saw of gold? 40 saw of gold, it's thousands and thousands of pounds. Is it 40 saw of stone? I mean, I think you would assume, I mean, it says over here it was 40 saw, they took stones and the stone was 40 saw. So doesn't that sound like it was a volume equal to 40 saw and 40 saw of stone? Stone is very heavy. So he pointed over here that it's not really clear in as far as weight is concerned, exactly how much it weighed. So we have a little bit of a mystery over here. Okay, he says in the parish over here, you don't have this. Midas nafach, it's volume. It's volume. A saw is equivalent to the size of ama al ama berum sholosh ama. It's like a mikvah. It's basically the volume of a human being. The size of a kosher mikvah is equal to the volume of an average human being, which is one ama by one ama at a height of three amas. An ama is about 18 inches. So think of a cube, 18 inches by 18 inches, three of those cubes stacked one upon the other. That's a volume of 40 saw. So make a box of ama al ama, 18 inches by 18 inches, a height of 54 inches. Think of it like that. It's a height of 54 inches, a width of 18, and a length of 18. 18 by 18 by 54. Sorry?
No, go ahead.
18 by 18 by 54. Make a box. How much does the box itself weigh? Whatever it weighs. Fill up that box with something. That is the weight of 40 saw. But the question is, what are you filling up the box with? Are you filling up with pebbles, with earth, with water, with gold, with feathers, with fish, with ice cream? What are you filling up this box with? So that's the question. It doesn't say. Okay, I'm going to go further here. Shaloi kol advar mahashav b'nafcham shaveh. Okay, v'ulam gam kishin shav v'der akal har eshkol hazeh shemoyin b'nei adam nisu. Now this eshkol was carried by 8 people. So we combine 40 saw multiplied by 8, which is 240. Forty saw by 8 people. Each person, not 40 saw, 120. 120 saw, because it's 40, 40, 40. A person can pick up on his own 40, but if someone loads him up, he can carry triple, which would be 120. And we have here we have 8 people carrying the moat. 8 people carrying the moat, which gives us a total of gives us a total of 960. Is that correct? 960 saw. That's the
number. Wait a minute, Rabbi. Each stone was 40 saw.
Yeah.
Person carried one stone, so it's 8 times 40.
No, but Rashi says that it's 40 saw when you pick it up yourself. But that when you lift it yourself, a person can lift a max of 40 saw. But if a person...
Here's a third of a saw. When you pick up a third of a
saw... No, that's not what he's saying. It's the opposite. He's saying you can pick up a complete 40 saw on your own. Thus, if someone loads the 40 saw on, loads the burden on your shoulders, you can carry triple a 40 saw, 120 saw.
Yeah, but it says your shkolim rabbi seno, a rabbi's weighed the stone. The stone weighed 40 saw.
No, so it's not. That's the problem. That's exactly the point. The commentator here is in the sefer is saying that the number, the measure of saw is not a measure of weight. It is a measure of volume. You can have a volume of 40 saw feathers, and then you can have a volume of 40 saw of earth. Which one weighs more? Of course, the 40 saw of earth. Earth weighs, it's heavy. Feathers is light. 40 saw...
It's a volume of a heavy object that they were...
Who says it was heavy?
That's a stone. So
you're suggesting, that's not what Chazal say. Ordinarily, when you have the number 40 in Chazal, it means grain. It says that when they went into we'll read the Rashi again in a moment. They went into the Yam and they took out. They went into the land. They took stones. What was the size of? What was the weight? We'll read the Rashi in one moment. We'll go back to Rashi one moment. Maybe you're right. Maybe it means that the weight was a volume of stone. What is the weight of a stone? Well, there are different types of stones, by the way. There are some stones that are very light, and there are some stones that are very heavy. So let's take an average stone. A volume of 40 saw of an average weight of a stone is extremely heavy. Now, then Rashi explains, it's not just 40. It's 120 per person. Because the number 40 is the amount that a person can lift up on his own. But if you are not doing the lifting, you are standing in position, and somebody else is loading the burden upon your shoulders, you can carry triple of what you can pick up on your own. If we only came tonight to this principle, it would be worthy just in and of itself to understand the formula of Chazal, the difference between the weight that you can pick up on your own versus the weight of what you can carry if someone else put the burden upon your shoulders. When they went to spy and they found a cluster of grapes, Rashi assumes as a given, they did not lift the grapes. When it came time to travel home, the grapes were put upon their shoulders by other people, by other techniques, by the people who lived in the land. Or maybe they had some technology, they had some type of technique where they were able to get everything into position, they just put their shoulders underneath. They did not need to lift the cluster of grapes from the earth. The cluster of grapes was put upon their shoulders by somebody else, which means they can now carry triple of the volume of 40 saw. So one person can lift up 40 saw. But if someone puts the burden upon your shoulders, you can carry 120 saw. Multiply that by 8 people. So 8 multiplied by 120 is, we have 800. And then we have 20 multiplied by 8 is 16. So it's 960 saw. 8 people are carrying the weight of an object that is equivalent to 960 saw. Now we're still in a little bit of a dilemma of what? Fine, 960 saw. This is a massively large container. What is in the container? Did you fill up the container with what Mr. Rapport said, stone? Even if it would be a light stone, it would still be an enormous, enormous weight. Or was it like feathers, which then it would also be massively heavy, but not to the degree where it would be overwhelming. So this is the middle. Let's read Rashi one more time to have some clarity in this Rashi. We'll go back to Rashi. Vayisu v'amot. They carried this cluster of grapes on a moat, on a pole b'shnoyim. Mimash moshnemar vayisu v'amot. They carried on a moat. Eni v'yeshu b'shnayim. Ma tamalam b'shnayim. B'shnei moitois. Which seems to indicate they took this grapes and they tied it on two sides to two poles, and 8 people needed now to carry the two poles. 2 people, I guess the four corners is 4, And I guess what it means is they had to have another four people in the center to participate. In each side, there were four people, their shoulders, four shoulders on each side carrying two motes. The word Gishnoyim is addressing the word mote. Then we have the rash point of one took a not altain, and not limoin. You should have called it Lundel Klumb. If you should call Asan Loitzi Dibin Ischavnu, this was evidence. This is evidence that the land is why. Kashem Shapiria Mishume Kahama Mishume. Now, the Imchavitzat Leda Kama Masoi Echadim, what is the weight? What carry? Well, how much can one person carry? Seulamat, Mavonim Sheikim Gilgal. Look at Gilgal. Because there Chazal say, ish each person took out of the yard in one stone. Al Shechmoy. They took out a stone from the water and they erected a monument in Gilgal when they crossed over the Yarden. Ushikolum Rabbi Seinu. Our rabbis made an investigation. It seems like they discovered these stones. They knew who they were. And they evaluated the weight of these stones. And they discovered that the Mishkal, the weight, Shel Kol Achas Arboim Sa. Now this expression in Rashi is something which is extremely difficult, and he acknowledges that over here in the Sefer that I'm reading from, that this doesn't make any sense. The Chachamim, they made an evaluation. The weight of each stone was 40 saw. The word saw does not a weight. This expression doesn't make any sense according to our understanding. The weight, there's a weight and there's a measure. They evaluated the weight of each stone was 40 saw. Those two terms do not go together. 40 saw of what? Of feathers or of gold? Fine, whatever it is down there by the yard, in each person on his own, with his own two bare hands, picked up a stone and carried it out of the yard. How much can you carry out? Well, each stone was 40 saw. But when somebody puts a load upon your shoulders for you, you're able to transport triple what you can pick up with your own bare hands. Ushikolim Rabbi Seinu, Mishkal Kol Achas Arboim Sa, Ugimirei Tuna Dilidlei Enash Al Kaspe, a burden that a person carries on his shoulder, Einoi Elo Shalish Masoi, is only a third. Tuna de midlei enash al kaspe. How is he translating this? A burden de midlei enash al kaspe that a person carries al kaspe. Eina ella shalish masoi ki masoi shemisayin oisoi lehorim. Now the way he's translating this, which I don't know, I don't see how this fits into the words, is he's saying that it's three times more. That doesn't really fit into the words, but that's how he explains it over here at length. When you carry on your shoulder, meaning it was positioned on your shoulder for you, is three times what you can lift by lifting it up from the ground by yourself. And according to our calculation, yes.
The other stone, the Chum said each stone weighed 40 shekels.
Okay.
You have the people taking the stones out. Did they lift up that whole stone, was that whole stone lifted? If so, the way I see it, they had somebody help them, they put the stone on their shoulders, and they went out with it. You can't, how do you carry a third of a stone?
No, so exactly what he's saying over here, I don't know how he reads in the words, exactly what he's saying over here is not the pshat. He's saying here, the way he explains it in concept, we have to then go back and figure out how to read this into the words. In this Sefer, it's a very chashva Sefer, everyone loves the Sefer, it's a bestseller, the Sefer that I'm learning from. It's called Rashi Kipshuta. It's very highly rated. Okay, this Sefer. Rashi.
How does he explain the Maaseh would happen in Gilgal?
Okay, so first let's understand the concept. The way he explains the concept is whatever you can pick up on your own, you have in front of you an object on the ground. No one's helping you.
No one is helping you.
You pick it.
The stone is a solid object.
Solid object, and you pick it up.
What did they do? What did they pick up in Gilgal when they took it out?
They picked it up on their own. No one helped anyone. No one helped anyone. No. They picked up the whole stone by themselves. Exactly what he's saying over here in the parish. They went into the water, and no one helped. Each person did it all by himself. There's a stone in the water, I guess it's shallow water, I'm assuming. And each person, on his own, no help whatsoever, lifted up from the water a stone and put the stone on his shoulder and brought the stone to the dry land, to Gilgal. Now, if you are doing this all by yourself, no one is helping you, the most you can pick up is 40 saw. Now, let's say you were going to be the porter. You go into the water, and there's a team of 50 people that are loading stones onto people's shoulders. So what he says over here in this commentary is, then if you're not doing the heavy lifting from the ground to your shoulder, but you have a team of people that are putting it on your shoulder with a forklift, or they're picking it up for you together, you can transport, as a porter, 120 saw.
Could have taken somebody to help.
Right, if someone put it on your shoulder.
They could have taken 3 stones.
Right, exactly. So now, he's telling us, now let's get the concept, not the words, here. So we know as a fact, from the story of Gilgal, that a person on his own, when he picks something out of the ground, can pick up 40. If someone, and now we know also, that if someone does it for you, triple, 120. Here, when the spies, when they took home the cluster of grapes, did they pick up the cluster of grapes, or did someone put the cluster of grapes on the shoulders for them? There's an assumption that it was put on their shoulder for them. They did not pick up the cluster of grapes. Somebody put the cluster of grapes upon their shoulders for them.
The other two guys.
The other two guys. Let's say they were goyim. Goyim.
There are two extra people beyond
that. No, he's not saying that. I don't think that's necessary. Let's say they had goyim. They come there to Eretz Canaan and they ask people a favor. He'll pay you a couple of bucks. They come into Eretz Canaan. Yeah, the spies. They say to some people, they disguise themselves. Can you do me a favor? Can you please load us up? Load us up. If someone was loading up the spies, that means the spies were able to transport, each one was able to transport, if someone loaded them up, 120 saw. So the one who carried the te'ena and the one that carried the rimain was loaded up with 120 apiece. And now the one who carried the cluster of grapes were 8 of them, which would mean that 8 multiplied by 120 was 960 saw. Okay, we have to read this into the words. We're out of time. You have to stop it now. But tomorrow I'm not going to be here. Okay, so I don't know if there's going to be a shear. It's not likely there's going to be a shear tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so...
On Thursday.
Okay, Norman, I don't know if there's going to be a shear tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you for coming. Enjoy. Zai Givens. Lila Tov.
I have...
Yeah?